Tennessee, a big season opening victory over Tennessee Chattanooga, 69-3. Tennessee scored 24 in the first, 21 in the second, 10 in the third, 14 in the fourth. Never looked back. It was a well-balanced football game. And Brent Hubbs, it was exactly what it was expected for Tennessee. We got Hubbs, AP, I'm Eric Kane. This is what we needed. We talked about like going through that list, trying to check some things off in this game. A lot of those boxes did get checked, but more importantly, a lot of momentum. They feel good about heading into next week in NC State.
Well, I mean, listen, the quarterback lived up to the billing. Okay, I don't care who you're playing. When you, I mean, those are routes versus air numbers. Okay, we've seen them not put up that kind of number in practice in routes versus air at times.
A perfect example, however, not to interrupt you, but I mean, Joe Milton didn't have a 300-yard game in Tennessee until Vanderbilt.
We kept talking about
that.
He
had a 300 in the first half.
Yeah. First half,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, improves your point.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that we've talked about, you know, for months, people have asked, you know, what's going to be different? And this is not a knock on Joe Milton deal. It's just with Nico's game, the whole field's wide open. And you can play to anywhere in the field. You saw that across the middle. I mean, the second touchdown drive that he had, I mean, bam, bam. I mean, two plays that couldn't have been thrown better. I mean, Pat Ryan knows quarterback play. Played a long time in the National Football League. You know, stood next to a lot of really good quarterbacks. Been around, seen a lot of really good quarterbacks. I mean, he told me in the commercial break, he's like, those are two pro throws. Like,
yeah.
You got to understand, I don't care who you're playing. Ball placement, timing, you know, everything you got is exactly what you need. I mean, we've seen a lot of guys put up numbers, big numbers. But receivers are standing there waiting on the ball to get there because they're playing an inferior opponent that they're 5 yards behind the guy.
Yep.
I mean, that was not the case today, which is why Tennessee fans walked out of the stadium, some at halftime, some whenever you left, or watched on TV, went, all right, this guy's the real deal. I mean, I don't care who you're playing. He did some things today, regardless of competition, that really impress you and really make you excited about what's coming forward.
Well, I mean, just that deep ball to Dante Thornton went for 59 yards. I mean, that was the perfect throw to kind of showcase a little bit of that, because how many times have we seen the last few years they overthrew it? You know, and I thought he had Brazel again. I thought Brazel kind of let up a little bit.
I thought he stumbled. I didn't think he let up.
Okay, well, either way, like, the throw was the throw was on the money. It was not on Nico.
Yeah, and I mean, the deep balls are pretty. To me, it was the two across the middle. It was – it was the heater he threw across the middle that was just
– and then the touch to Ethan Davis. That was a touch throw right there near the goal line.
He started, I want to say, like 11 for 11, 10 for 10, something like that. Certainly started really, really strong, you know, stats-wise. Maybe missed a couple of them later on, but I thought he looked good throughout. And, again, something we've been talking about all offseason, and again, not to sit here and try to slam Joe, but it just wasn't a part of his skill set. It wasn't a part of his, you know, repertoire. Nico can extend plays. I can think of two plays right off the top of my head without going back and watching it, where he was flush out of the pocket, and he went to the sideline, he kept his eyes downfield, made a play. Now, Joe didn't do that last year, so that's how this offense is going to be different. Extending plays, keeping plays alive, and then making plays down the field. I thought he was tremendous, and of course he had a lot of weapons to kind of work with.
Well, I think that's the other thing offensively, and certainly we're going to get into the defense here as well, but I think that was the other thing offensively that stood out is just – you're sitting there going, well, I mean, if they wanted to work the tight ends in this series, then they can.
I know
the competition you're playing feels that way, but you feel like a throw to Ethan Davis is not a check down because where you want to go, the ball's not open. Like, you can design something to specifically go to him because he's a weapon. I think what the running backs can do out of the backfield, I think Dylan Sampson as a pass receiver in this offense can be a weapon as well. I think they have lots to work with. They've got a lot of depth and a lot of versatility in terms of their skill position guys. And I think that's a positive moving forward.
Competition, obviously, is not going to be anywhere close to what it's going to be next week and once you get into SEC play. So, you know, take all that, you know, with a grain of salt. But I thought the running game looked really good today. I thought the offensive line always blocked that up. Dylan Sampson looked rested, looked ready to roll. I thought Cam Seldon hit the hole hard. And, you know, Deshaun Bishop got in there and ran like a madman. I mean, again, it's quality of competition. I recognize that. But I really like what I saw from Tennessee's run game. I mean, they ran for, what, almost 300 yards today?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they put up 718 total yards and only played their starters a half. I mean,
no.
that speaks to the level of competition, but it also speaks to the, what the backups were able to do. I mean, like, you're
we looked at each other in the fourth quarter and we're like, well, where's Peyton Lewis? I haven't seen him at all. It's because they were having so much success with the other guys.
Has anybody ever taken 18 and made it look good on a true running back like Deshaun Bishop did today? I mean, like, seriously, I was like, that's a terrible number to be switched to from 25. But then
he is big football number guy.
He's a huge numbers guy.
But he looked good doing it.
I thought Bishop looked, again, I would have been, I mean, it's a major red flag if you don't dominate running the football today. Major red flag. Again, my biggest takeaway, I expected the receivers to get open. I mean, I thought they would, you know, Chattanooga secondary, they're going to beat them. But is the ball behind them where they got to make a slide and catch? You know, those are things that, regardless of competition, jumps out. I thought they ran the ball fine. I thought they would run the ball fine. You know, they're going to be much more tested. But as we've talked about all season, AB, do we really have any doubts about their ability to run the football given the last 3 years?
No, I mean, Chris Brazel today, 60 yards basically, and had two really close, you know, touchdowns there.
Away,
but,
yeah.
I mean, like, that kid's going to be – I mean, you give him a couple more, you know, another week or two, I mean, like – everybody comes out here talking about Dante Thornton, Bruce showing some explosiveness, right, coming off the injury. But, I mean, when you got – I mean, like, all you think about when Cedric Tillman went down 2 years ago, everybody's like, oh, man, what are they going to do? You know, and Ramel Keaton filled in and was really good. But, like, they got, like, three outside guys where you're like, they're big, they're physical, they're fast. I mean, the depth at that position is drastic. And I don't even count Caleb Webb, who, again, showed the ability to make people miss today. And again, we're going to beat it's Chattanooga to death, but I mean, like, you know, he still made people miss. I mean, I love what their outside receivers look like.
Well, don't take a day off if you're a wide receiver. Because here's the thing, no Mike Matthews today, didn't play, who we all think he's really talented. I mean, like, don't take a day off if you're a receiver, because – that there's great competition there. There's been great competition there. And again, I think that's the thing that you walk out of here with, taking whatever competition, all that. There's no way you can say, well, I'm not sure about this team's depth because of who they were playing. You walk out of here and go, man, this is a deep football team if they can stay healthy. They're a deep football team. And I think that's – Josh Heupel's said it. He doesn't like to offer up a whole lot to the media, Eric, but he has offered up this is the deepest team we've got, and it clearly is on all fronts. At receiver, I mean, everyone. Now, backup quarterback, okay, but everybody – but I'm saying this is a deep football team in a lot of places, and I'll credit Josh Heupel because everybody knows I've been critical of how many snaps he plays, guys, meaningless extra snaps. To get William Satterwhite – a quarter and a half of football at center in game one was a wise decision.
It tells you where they feel like they're at center behind Cooper Mays, too.
Get Gaston Moore work because you just never know.
Yep.
And to their credit, instead of this, well, we need to see if they can come out and finish and start the second half the right way, shut down. Go play your guys and go keep playing, which I give them full credit for.
Yeah, and a lot of people might be frustrated. Well, Will Rooks and Turn Time were out there, snap number one. I mean, defense rotated the entire time in the first half.
Yeah, that's different.
The entire
defense
time.
And offense are totally different. Because, I mean, how many series did it take for Omar Norman Lott to come into the game?
So, I mean, I look at you. I mean, it was Hobbs and Moy that got in second at DT. I mean, it's three or four series.
I mean, do we really know what Rodney Garner's pecking order looks like? I mean, it's literally like
– well, he's obviously mad at those two guys.
I mean,
if
you don't warm up the right way, who knows what – I mean, I'm not trying to – but they have so many bodies there that who knows what that's going to be.
And then Jordan Ross blocks a punt there and scoops and scores, looking like the most athletic dude on the field in doing it, too.
I thought Jordan Ross made a heck of a play down there in the fourth quarter. He just flashed right in front of mine. I'm like, who was that again? Oh, yeah, it's Jordan Ross. And then, of course, he blocked the punt. That looked good. I mean, overall, again, Chattanooga is what it is. But I thought defensively, one sack, five TFLs. But you just, I mean, it's just flat out dominated. You controlled the line of scrimmage. They couldn't run. They couldn't pass. You and I were talking, AP. We wish they would have had a couple more turnovers. But at the end of the day, defense did exactly what they're supposed to, holding an opponent to 3 points.
Yeah. You know, they just looked really solid. What will it look like a week from now when they're playing NC State? I don't know. I expect the offense to look much the same.
No.
I expect the defense will get tested a lot more. But I also think the way that NC State's going to play, like when they play the Chattanoogas and the UTEPs and the Kent States of the world, those teams intentionally try to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands, not let their quarterback get killed, because at the end of the day, this is just a payday for them, right? They're not trying to get anybody hurt that's going to affect them and their conference.
Which is why I'm surprised they played their starter as deep into the game as they did at the quarterback position, but go ahead.
They went two rounds in the playoffs.
So, like, I actually like Tennessee to be way more into it, way more impactful on the defensive front next week, being able to get to McCall and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's going to look at this defensive line and say, hey, we got to get the ball out of our hands pretty quick. Yep. Not as fast as Chattanooga did, but they're going to see that. I think Tennessee's challenge will be just to continue to build on the underneath stuff, because they're going to get Concepcion on a lot of fly sweeps. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to get it out to him quick, you know, and in the flat and go that way. I think that's – and I didn't think Tennessee was bad at that today, but everybody's going to pick on that until you show you can, because it's hard to defend.
Got
to
get Ricky Gibson – ready to go for next week. I thought Jermon McCoy looked outstanding. Like, I mean, I get what he was going against, but I mean, like, he didn't allow it. I mean, like, he was always, when they threw his way, he was right there in position. I thought Jordan Matthews stumbled out of the gate, took a bad angle on a tackle and stuff, but he got way better as the game went on. But again, this is a kid who, in my opinion, struggled with some confidence stuff. This is his, the more he can get out there and play, I think the more he's going to thrive. I think this is something that he's got to see himself doing. And he started to see himself doing it more and more as the game went along. And just to get Caleb Beasley that kind of run. You know, I thought Beasley, again, took a couple bad angles at times, didn't play great.
Got picked on.
But that's okay. He's going to learn from it. He'll come back against Kent State in 2 weeks and get another opportunity at some point, likely.
But he showed up on campus day 3 of spring practice, was practicing day 4, got hurt day 5. He's barely practiced.
Yeah, I mean, so,
you know, good for him. I think it is pretty evident as well. I mean, he brought up Ricky Gibson. Need to get Ricky Gibson back. You know, we'll see about Mike Matthews this week. Some of the guys that didn't play. But at safety, it was Turrentine Brooks. It was Jacoby Thomas, Christian Charles. And then it was way late. It was John Slaughter.
We've talked about that. I mean, I think Christian Charles has been well ahead of John Slaughter. Mm-hmm. I think John Slaughter is still trying to play some catch up there. I thought Jacoby Thomas showed up just in some quick instinctive moves to get downhill. Now, they didn't get tested vertically because Chattanooga didn't think they could block them up. So they didn't test that, and that's going to change for the safeties. But, I mean, listen, they were supposed to win big, okay? And we talked about, you know, how quick do they get guys out. We had the same conversation about Austin Peay a year ago. And you're sitting around, dinking around in that game, and you had a hard time putting them away. Austin Peay's better, but give Tennessee credit. They showed up and got it done in short order and put the thing away.
And did it playing a billion bodies.
And played everybody. Yeah. And they played a bunch of bodies on defense in the first quarter. I bet they played 35 guys in the first quarter on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, they just kept throwing people at them. Now, how does that all separate itself when you get into next week and a trip to Oklahoma and all that? I mean, we'll see. I mean, you're not going to play that many in the first quarter, but everybody got an opportunity to show themselves on defense early in this football game, as Tim Banks promised he would do, and by golly, they did it in this one. We'll see how that rotation shakes out moving forward.
Tennessee wins big, 69-3, the final score over Tennessee Chattanooga. 718 total yards of offense. That's, 7 yards shy of the Josh Heupel high here at Tennessee.
Yep.
That is quite the day right there.
He has now 3 of the top 5 games in terms of yardage on offense in history. 3 of the top 5 in a 4-year span.
It plays a little different than everybody else, than other previous offensive coordinators play football.
I'm leaving the stadium. I thought I'd be tired, but I mean, I feel like I've been bathed in coffee. I mean, I'm ready to go.
There's something to that. More to it for Rob and me, but there's something to that. For Austin Price, Brent Hubbs, I'm Eric Gaines. Tennessee, a big winner here on day 1 of the season. Final score 69-3.